supporting us by calling 877-500-5266. Say to the person who answers the phone, I really love you and want to give money. Or some other nice thing like that.
And we have some gifts, too. You want to?
Yeah,
we
have gifts.
Which one haven't we mentioned lately?
Oh, well, okay. Let's talk about the
new DVD. Yep.
It's a $75 pledge, Ta-Nehisi Coates. It was an interview, a broadcast on Democracy Now!, so he was talking with Amy Goodman.
And Juan Gonzalez.
And you can hear, this is a brilliant thinker, an excellent writer, and he's talking about important stuff. So this is available to you for $6.25 a month. 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM. Click on the tip jar. Walk into 20 Southeast 8th Avenue.
Show the love. We love you. Love you love us. Let's share the love.
Okay.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock. Up next is Occupy Portland Radio. Tonight we feature a recording from last night's State of Emergency for Renters in the Portland area. That was put together by the Portland, the Community Alliance of Tenants here in Portland. So stay tuned. It's going to be a wonderful show. And be sure to call that phone number to support KBOO, 877-500-5266.
KBOO Radio is one of the pillars of community radio. I think that a lot of people in Portland sometimes almost take it for granted, but I have the privilege of traveling around the country, and I can tell you that KBOO is one of the signature community radio stations. It is an institution amongst community radio, so it needs your support financially. It needs your participation. And one of the things that I've been seeing under the leadership of Monica Beamer and Mike Crenshaw is that KBOO is more and more and more really showing up in organizing an activist circle. So it is becoming not only a tool, a media tool to simply convey information, but is participating on the ground with groups like Move to Amend and a host of others. So I want to flip the script in my last minutes and say Move to Amend appreciates KBOO Radio. We appreciate the opportunity to come on and make our case this way from time to time. And I hope that KBOO listeners recognize what a powerful tool you have. And this tool can only stay strong and vibrant with your financial support and with your active participation.
That was David Cobb of Move to Amend. We urge you to support KBOO again. The number to call, 877-500-5266. Do call now.
Tune in to KBOO Friday, September 18th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for our 12-hour news and public affairs day of special programming. In our lifetimes, working to end white supremacy and racial oppression, we'll be playing audio from the Building Resistance panel discussion recorded at the screening of the film Arresting Power and from the book release event of Octavius Brood. We'll hear Randy Blazak and Carlos Covarrubias. We'll also hear a speech by Cornel West given at the Unitarian Universalist General Assembly and a never-before-broadcast talk by the late Manning Marable, How Capitalism Underdeveloped Black America. That's in our lifetimes. Working to End White Supremacy and Racial Oppression, a day of special programming Friday, September 18th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
You know the truths and rights, teaching to the children that they should know.
Thank you to all the restaurants providing food for our volunteers today. Eclectic Kitchen, located at 4936 Northeast Fremont, provided breakfast, serving breakfast and lunch with locally sourced ingredients and with gluten-free options. Pizza A Go-Go, located at 3240 North Williams, provided lunch, serving pizzas, salads, using local ingredients, including gluten-free options, as well as delivery. Ciao Vito, located at 2203 Northeast Alberta, provided dinner, featuring seasonal organic Spanish-Italian fare using local produce and handmade pastas.
This is Occupy Portland Radio. Today is September 16th, 2015. If you're a renter or you've been paying attention to the housing crisis we're facing here in Portland, you understand just how critical the situation has become, especially in the Portland metro area. On Tuesday, September 15th at 6 p.m., the Community Alliance of Tenants held a rally near some of the buildings where all of the tenants received no-cause evictions at Peninsula Park on North Rosa Parks Way near the corner of Rosa Parks and Kirby Avenue. The activists called on local elected officials as well as tenant members and leaders to identify, prioritize, and implement immediate temporary solutions to shocking rent increases and no-cause evictions. Rent hikes and evictions are escalating displacement, destabilizing the community, and adding fuel to the fire of this housing crisis, according to the organizers of the event. And now, a renter's state of emergency from the Community Alliance of Tenants.
Justin Burry, I'm the Executive Director of the Community Alliance of Tenants, or CAT. We are a grassroots, statewide organization. We're a grassroots, statewide organization that's led by tenants, fighting for tenants' rights and tenant protections. Our mission is to educate and empower Oregon renters to demand and obtain safe and stable, affordable rental housing. We are calling this press conference to declare our renter state of emergency. Landlords are raising rents and evicting tenants at record rates. Over the past few months, we have been receiving reports from our tenant leaders of building-wide evictions, one of which is behind me at this building over here. There's two buildings that are right next to each other where all of the tenants had to move out with either a 30 or 60-day notice. Renters are being given rent increases at an amount of more than half of their income, or they're being forced to move out and they're unable to find housing that's affordable to them. This is unacceptable to us. And today you will hear from us what we propose as immediate temporary policy solutions. Thank you all for coming, and thank you to all the speakers and tenant leaders that are joining us today. Our first speaker is Jerry Jimenez, a longtime community leader and a member of the Community Alliance of Tenants.
So hello, I'm Jerry Jimenez, used to be Sunball, used to be Williams, now I'm back to my maiden name. Those two buildings behind us, I actually live there. I paid $700 a month for rent. I have 9 grandchildren, they love playing in Peninsula Park. And in July, after the first building full of people were evicted, we were evicted. And basically it's a no-cause eviction. It's, we don't have to tell you why we're kicking you out. And you're gone in 60 days. Many, many years ago, I had a criminal history. So it took me a month to find a place that would take me. Nowhere within the inner limits of the city could I get a place to rent because of a 22-year-old conviction. And I thought, so where do felons live? And if you Google where do felons live, it actually says Gresham in Outer East Portland. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy to know that you've worked your whole life to make this a better community and that you can be kicked out of that community, and that even if you work downtown, you're gonna have to live miles and miles away to get to work these days. But the other people who work downtown are janitors and service workers and many people who don't make very much money, and we're pricing them all out of housing that they should be able to access near their jobs. So we have to ask ourselves, what kind of Portland do we want? Do we want a Portland where you come into this neighborhood and basically it's economic redlining? If you can pay more than $1,400 a month, you can live here. I was just watching a Channel 2 news report where they were talking to a developer who said, yeah, but we're bringing in new hip things, right? We're bringing in new hip things, and rents are only going up $50 or $100. That's not true. Rents are doubling. Rents are going up $500, $700, etc. So we have to ask ourselves, What kind of Portland do we want to live in? We're resegregating through economics. That's what we're doing. And we're pushing people, the hardest working people in Portland, to move out. My neighbors here will be talking to you soon as well, and to hear their story. Not everybody found a place to live. Out of those 60 families who live there, was 30 units of affordable housing that now doesn't exist in the city of Portland. That's a lot. Is it being replaced anywhere? And so we can't continue down this road. We have to do more so that we can continue to live here in this city to make it the great city it is. Thank you.
Next up, we have Pastor Mark Knudsen. He is a pastor at Augustana Lutheran Church, where Kat lives. They have a strong social justice mission, including sanctuary and other economic justice and social justice issues.
And it's an honor to be a pastor with Community Alliance of Tenants, located as a partner in doing justice, loving kindness, walking humbly together. As we come tonight to share in this, we are in a crisis in this city, and we all know it. And it's a crisis of humanity, but it is also a spiritual crisis. For what is taking place is immoral. We're reminded in Scripture, what are we called to do in many of the great faith traditions? To love kindness, to do justice, love kindness, and to walk humbly with God. And we're seeing a day in this city where justice is not being done, but greed is overcoming many neighborhoods. People are coming with money as if that should dictate the neighborhoods we live in. A developer can come and buy a building and evict everyone in 30 days. That is not just. And is it kind? Is it kind to displace families whose children are beginning school these last 2 weeks and have to find another school and another place to live? I could tell you story after story. I want to make sure everybody knows that the faith communities in this city, the majority, Muslim, Jew, Hindu, Buddhist, Christian, Native American spiritual leaders, and other people of goodwill are committed to doing justice. And not the kind of justice that we see in society, but justice means right and fair relationships with one another, with the earth. And that means not letting race and gentrification drive this city to look something it should not look like. We need to look like all of us. And to celebrate that each and every day. And that takes rallies like this. It takes a sustained effort. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
You are listening to the emergency, state of emergency for tenants in Portland that was held last night here in North Portland. My name is Jenka. I am here with Kate, and we are asking for your support for your community radio station, KBOO. If you've been listening and you've heard this appeal for you to become a member a few times during the last week, and maybe you've been rushing around like me from place to place and you didn't have a minute to call, and you've been telling yourself, when I have a minute, I'm going to call, because I do love KBOO. I do support the mission of KBOO. I just haven't had a moment yet to stop and make that call. Well, I urge you to make that minute of time now.
877-500-5266. We do have people standing by waiting for your call. We love it when you call. So do it. Do it now. 877-500-5266.
We have a goal. We're trying to reach $300, yeah, right?
That's $300. Right. It's a $300 goal for this hour. And you know, as he just said, this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. Well, for us, it is a sprint. We're coming down to the last couple days of this drive, and we are sprinting to the goal line.
The finish
we
line.
We need you to make that call. 877-500-5266.
And we are actually behind. We need to raise $95,000, and we are behind the amount that we need in order to reach that. We have less than $40,000 to go, but we need a few of you to call, maybe 40 people giving $1,000, or if we could have 1,000 people doing the basic membership of $40. That adds up, and that will have us reach our goal by Friday. The drive will end on Friday regardless, but we need you to reach the goal with us. I urge you to take that minute to pull over if you're driving. If you're in your kitchen, where I listen to a lot of radio, maybe doing some housework, gardening, take a quick break and set up your sustaining membership. If you could give $20 a month, you can get a KBOO t-shirt. I'm wearing one right now. It's great for this weather as it cools off here in Portland, and you can sport this wonderful black hoodie in solidarity with black hoodie wearers everywhere.
Everywhere. 877-500-5266. You can go online and donate as well. That's kboo.fm/give.
/give.
Okay,
yep. It's real easy. kboo.fm/give. And if you just go to the main page, kboo.fm, you can click where it says donate today and do that.
And we do love your calls, though, especially when we come together here at KBOO for membership drive 3 times a year now, I think. And it just gets really exciting when you call. So do that. 877-500-5266.
We want to hear those phones ringing with new and renewing memberships. If you are increasing your monthly deduction, maybe from $5 to $10, that's a wonderful thing. If you can increase from $10 to $20, you can pick up the hoodie. And if you are someone who can stop by, come on and see us. 20 Southeast 8th, maybe drop off a jar full of change.
And it's all quite simple. So let's make that call now, 877-500-5266.
We're going to go back now to the rally that was held last night. You know, this morning, Democracy Now! Raised $2,000, more than $2,000 in their hour. Let's have this hour of local broadcasting from your community raise that much as well. Can you support your local broadcast? People went out and recorded this, so do support it. Again, 877-500-5266. This was a rally last night by the Community Alliance of Tenants.
Let me just say a couple vignettes. I can tell you about an 80-year-old who's related to our congregation. I'm not going to go names or anything, but I'm going to say who worked her whole life, has a pension and Social Security, and lost her place close to Lloyd Center, finally found a place past 82nd, and is using up 95% of her income to live there, but she's afraid to try to find something else for fear she will have nothing. An 80-year-old in this city. I can tell you about 20-somethings whose grandmothers were right over here and mothers and have no chance of coming back into the neighborhoods with which they were raised. I can tell you about 40-somethings who have their bags packed. These are members of our church, not knowing if the rents will go up $300 a month, as is the average in the city, in the next month or two. Do you know what $324 a month adds up to? About $4,000 a year. Do the math. You'll need a $3 or $4 increase in your paycheck to just meet the rent. That is unjust, and that is Okay. I'm off my script. Because as a preacher, I've got to tie myself down. So we are joining together, people of faith and goodwill, with the Community Alliance of Tenants and an incredible Tenants' Rights Board, to say we join with you in declaring a renter's state of emergency. We join with the renters, the Community Alliance of Tenants, and all of us in this city to say we have to stop letting people be evicted in these 30-day notices and sweeps. We have to demand that our leadership in this city. And let me say to every elected leader or anybody who thinks they're going to run for office, you better side yourselves and measure the city on how we, who are the most vulnerable, are doing. Because if we don't, we won't have the city we want. And to be a leader in the city takes courage. Yes. Don't pay lip service. Get out there and vote. Get out there and lead. Because we must make it just. We stand in solidarity with the Community Alliance of Tenants and every citizen in this city who needs fair and just housing to say that they must end. We must stand together and make sure everybody has a place to live. We stand in solidarity. Look at this group. Look at all of you. Turn to your neighbor. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are divine.
You are divine.
Say, you are beautiful. Say, you deserve safe and secure and fair housing that we can all afford. Big line. And say, we will not stop.
We will not stop.
Until we do justice.
Until
we love kindness.
Until
we walk humbly with one another in a fair and safe housing.
Safe housing.
You're good. You're good. Thank you.
Christina. Next up, we have
Juan and Francia, and our organizer, Cristina Palacios, will be translating.
And forgive me if my translation isn't as perfect. I didn't. And just so you know, we have a nun from Providence here supporting this family. This is what our leaders do, like Pastor Mark and everyone standing here, and you. Thank you for being here, and we're ready to start.
Hi, my name is Juan Gonzalez, and my family and I, we feel so sad about what's going to happen. They just take our lives away. We come here at North Portland 12 years ago with the hope to find a place to live. A place secure, safe for our children, for my wife, for my family. We used to be happy until the day they come when they tell us that they sold apartments. We have to move out. After that day, everything changed. It's been so hard.
Se puede.
Se puede. It's been so hard for us to find another place to live. We've been looking around. We don't.
Like you see, this is very emotional for families. The sister that is been letting them stay at their living room is gonna now talk to you about their experience. And she's gonna talk in Spanish, so please bear with us.
Y ellos están físicamente y emocionalmente deprimidos.
They're physically and mentally depressed.
Porque no les dieron una oportunidad de tiempo o un lugar donde vivir.
Because they got very short notice and no place to go and call home.
Nos desalojaron y fue muy injusto.
She's saying what the family wants to say. We got evicted and that was very unjust.
En la búsqueda de que andábamos buscando departamento, encontramos gente injusta que nos bajaron nuestra moral.
In our findings, when we were looking around to try to find housing, we found people that brought our moral down.
Con comentarios negativos y se podría decir racistas.
They have very negative comments and even racist comments.
Fue y sigue siendo un estrés terrible.
It was and is still a very stressful situation.
Mis hijos no disfrutaron sus vacaciones de verano, pues anduvimos buscando día tras día donde vivir.
My kids were not able to enjoy summer because day after day we were looking for a place to be able to live.
Sin encontrar respuestas, pasamos noches sin dormir, de pensar cuál sería nuestro futuro. Y aún la seguimos pasando.
There were very nights, and still the nights are still happening, where we don't know what our future is holding for us.
Cuando hablamos a la empresa que compró los departamentos para que nos diera unos días más, solo dos días más.
When we called the company to buy our apartment, we were asking them for two more days, only two more days.
Y se negaron.
And we got denied.
Y nos dijeron que si no nos salíamos, llegaría el sheriff a sacarnos de ahí.
We were told that if we were not out by the day they told us, the sheriff was going to come and take us out.
No quedó alternativa y todos nuestros muebles y juguetes de los niños los tuvimos que tirar.
We have no other option but to throw away our kids' toys, and all of our furniture went to the dump.
Ya que vivimos del sueldo de mi esposo y no tenemos ahorros que nos permitieran guardar.
Our only income is my husband's wages, but we have no savings to be able to go to another place.
Lo que por 12 años juntamos con sacrificio.
What we hardly earned or bought for 12 years with lots of sacrifice.
Todo fue, se fue a la basura.
It went to the dumpster.
Espero pronto encontrar una estabilidad para mis hijos.
We hope that we can soon find stability for our kids.
Pues fue muy injusto todo lo que nos hicieron perder.
It was very unfair of all the things that we needed to get rid of.
Tenemos la esperanza de encontrar una nueva oportunidad.
We have hopes to find an opportunity.
Para comenzar una nueva vida con nuestros hijos.
So we can start all over again with our kids. Thank you.
I want for tenants to speak out. Oftentimes they are not willing to share their names or their photos with us because they don't want to get blacklisted when they're searching for housing. And so it is very difficult for us to be able to carry that story of tenants because they are scared about that type of action when it's their homes that they're looking for and their homes that they're putting at risk. And next up, we have our Deputy Director of the Community Alliance of Tenants, Katrina Holland.
Hi, everybody. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming out this evening. I want to thank everybody for your support. Thank members of the press, folks who are leading us, our elected officials. This is an important issue. It's an important moment in Portland's history, a critical moment for our community, a moment in time in which we have some real decisions to make and some tough work to do. I don't have to go into great detail about what it is that we're facing. We know why we're here. We just heard why we're here. Those of us tenants here in the audience and anyone who's been following the rental market, we know what's going on. We're losing our homes every day. Ranked as fourth in the nation for the rate at which rents are rising, while wages remain too low to support the cost of living, people are losing their housing faster than we can keep up. It feels like an earthquake, a tsunami. Within a matter of minutes, our world can be turned completely upside down by an envelope on our doors with a note inside that says, we're upgrading the building for higher rents.
Jenny.
It's not personal, just charging what the market will bear, or we will not be renewing your lease. Our entire lives are immediately disrupted.
That's our.
No regard for the stability we're maintaining, for our children's education, for their friends, for our financial or commuting routines, our health, our jobs. All of these things are suddenly threatened and impacted with no escape. If that sounds harsh, you're right. It absolutely is harsh. Though the notices on the or the landlord's intentions may not read that way exactly, the reality of the impact, as we've seen, as we've heard, is that harsh. This rental disaster is forcing this dramatic reality on too many people. Sorry, I'm getting emotional about it. We believe that the business relationship between landlord and tenant should be mutually respectful and beneficial. Today's rental market makes it difficult to create the space for that kind of relationship. Tenants' health and well-being should be a priority just as the landlord's ability to do what he or she pleases with their property is a priority.
You are listening to a rally by the Community Alliance of Tenants held last night, September 15th, here in Portland at Peninsula Park. And if you are a renter or you've been paying attention to the housing crisis, you understand just how critical the situation has become here in Oregon. And we want to urge you to become a member of KBOO during this time. I want you to take a moment just now and imagine what the world would be like without KBOO. It would be a blank space on the dial. And maybe you're thinking, okay, that's not so bad. I can live without KBOO. I don't even listen that often. Maybe KBOO's not that important. But I would urge you to reconsider that sentiment. Imagine, if you will, a worst-case scenario, a Cascadia subduction earthquake or a volcano eruption, cell phones out, internet down, electricity out. Where do you turn for news and information during a time of emergency? I guarantee you, you're going to dust off that FM radio and you're going to turn to KBOO, where you know they're real humans, your friends and neighbors in the studio at any given moment, any time of the day or night. When there's also an established network of emergency responders, volunteers, former volunteers, they number in the thousands. They'll immediately pull together and provide a lifeline for time of crisis. Now, right now, it's not maybe deemed an actual emergency, but we are hearing from people who face life and death situations due to rising rents, no-fault evictions, increasing cost of living. We bring you these voices unfiltered, unedited, straight from the renters' mouths. This is a state of emergency for Portland, and we urge you to support the radio station that gives you opportunities to hear these voices. The number to call is 877-500-5266. We need $300 in the next 30 minutes.
And we do have Mark to thank. Mark came in, he brought donuts, and he became a new member all the way from Southeast Portland.
All right,
so
thank you, Mark, for coming in. We're in Southeast.
We are in Southeast, and you know, that's great because he was listening and he came in. You can come here too, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Or you can call because we have the phone staffed, 877-500-5266. Because we are in membership drive and we are community radio, which is why we bring this important information that is happening right now in our community. And as Jenka said, and as this program is saying, if you are a renter, you know about the escalating prices of rentals and shortage of rentals. It's hard to even find a place to rent. We need to be giving this information to you. And we do, right here on KBOO, 877-500-5266.
You know, this is community radio for social change. This is the way that neighbors and friends organize, is by hearing these voices on the radio, connecting with these groups. Maybe you have been part of a local group that's been on the radio this past year. Show your appreciation for the radio station that shares your voice and that connects you with your neighbors and that really brings the community together. That's KBOO, 877-500-5266. We're providing a lifeline to real news about real issues reported by real people. This is Occupy Portland Radio that you're listening to right now. This show originated during the Occupy Portland protests, where we set up a 24-hour-a-day presence at the encampment, set up a second stream for Occupy Radio that's been ongoing, and we provided those regular updates and analysis from the Occupy movement and the offshoots of the Occupy movement, like these renters' assemblies and the renters' rights movement here in Portland. Again, the number to call to support community radio organizing in your community, 877-500-5266. Take a minute out of your day and do it now.
Yes, do it now. We do still have a couple of lines open, although we've had calls, but we want more. We need more because we have some catching up to do here in the next couple days. 877-500-5266. Or you can go online if you really don't want to talk to anybody, kboo.fm/give.
And you can share some of the dinner that's just been brought in by a community partner, one of the local restaurants, many of them supporting, doing their share for this community effort. And sit down to eat and chat with the volunteers when you come in to 20 Southeast 8th. You don't have to have any cash on you. You can just set up a monthly deduction from your checking account. We're asking for $5 or $10 a month from your checking account. It's very easy to do. You can also do that from a credit card. So you just set that up. You don't need a penny right now. Just set it up and then it comes out painlessly every month. That's the best way to support KBOO, and we urge you to set that up right now. If we just have a couple of you set up a $10 or $20 deduction each month, then we will reach our goal for this hour. So if you could be one of those people that that calls this hour and helps Occupy Portland Radio reach the goal, we urge you to do it now. If you could budget $5 a month for community radio, for this access radio that provides a voice for the voiceless, do it now. 877-500-5266 is the number to call, and we need you to do it. It's urgent right now. This is like you're listening to a state of emergency here for renters, for workers, and we are giving you the voices uncensored, unfiltered from the streets. Please pull over if you're driving. Take a minute from whatever you're doing and just call that number and support this show and support this station. 877-500-5266. Make the call right now.
Thank you. I couldn't say it better myself, Jenka. So I want everyone to make that call. 877-500-5266. As you know, Jenka Soderberg is our new evening news director here on at KBOO, and the news on the local news is just very dynamic these days. We love it. And part of Occupy Radio is because Jenka has been here to guide the volunteer programmers to make these programs. So make that call and support 877-500-5266.
And we're going to go back to the Renters Assembly here in Portland. We urge you to keep those phones ringing. Please, please support this show and support this station right now. 877-500-KBOO.
Right now, it's much harder for a tenant to find a home than it is for a landlord to get them out. And that is unacceptable. No cause evictions and skyrocketing rents are ripping apart our communities. We have seen too many people face this reality for too long. We're faced with unthinkable decisions between housing, food, health, our kids, transportation. This is beyond a crisis. This is an emergency. Our communities are hemorrhaging, and the bleeding has to stop. We are better than this, Portland. We're better than this. Our policy demands, we're demanding that there be an immediate moratorium on no-cause terminations for at least 1 year. We are also demanding that any rent raises above 5% have a mandatory minimum notice of at least 1 year. To allow people a chance to safely relocate, we know 1 or 2 months is not enough time. We're also calling on sympathetic landlords and supporters to sign our Renter SOS Landlord Pledge, that's available on our website, to show their respect and support for their tenant neighbors and voluntarily agree to these two requests. We hear from landlords every day. They don't agree. There are some who do not agree with the level of greed and pain that we're seeing. We have a community that cares about people here in Portland and throughout Oregon. We all know that we can and should do better than this. We applaud the work of policymakers, landlords, and tenants working together to reduce displacement in the long term. And again, our communities need immediate bold action at this moment. Let's keep our communities together, stable and safe. Let's prevent the most vulnerable from being displaced rather than trying to put the pieces back together again after the damage is already done. We have an opportunity, Portland. We have an opportunity to be innovative in how we handle this housing crisis. As a city on a national stage, we have an obligation to demonstrate what effective policy and anti-displacement work looks like. A growing city, community development, and stability can coexist without displacement. Portland can be an inclusive place, a place where landlords, policymakers, and tenants can work together to achieve a healthy rental market, a place where people can grow their dreams, contribute to this community, and people can keep a place to call home. Thank you.
Thank you, Katrina. Very fitting with the bullhorn. Sometimes we're grassroots here, you know. So to conclude tonight, we have Casey Jama from the Center for Intercultural Organizing. Kat and CIO have been working together for something like 5 years now, organizing in our communities, lifting up the voice of people of color, immigrants and refugees, and people that need access to the decisions that we make, whether it's policymakers or as a community, and we're proud to stand with CIO.
Where none had been before. Soon one man owned 500,000 acres on both sides of the Hudson River shore. He invited families to move in and give him 30% of everything they grew every year. This is how they'd pay the rent. His name was Rensselaer. He became one of the richest men on earth. In today's terms, $90 billion is how much he'd be worth. All this for doing nothing but saying all of this was his. I have the power of the state behind me, and I'm in the landlord biz. After 200 years of this, and one revolution won another, Rensselaer had another son. And this Rensselaer was greedier than his ancestors dead and past. It was the 1840s and things were changing fast. It was the straw that broke the back. The bottle was uncorked. They started organizing meetings, the tenant farmers of New York. They found the strength of numbers. They found the power of suggestion. They found each other asking the same question. Who gave you the right to be a landlord? To live a life of ease while others toil? Who gave you the right to be a rich man? While the rest of us pay you so we can work this soil.
You're listening to Landlord by local songwriter and singer David Rovics. And we are listening to the Portland Community Alliance of Tenants rally that was held last night here in Portland. And I am coming to you just for a couple of minutes to ask for your support for this radio station. This is KBOO Community Radio. You're hearing the voices of your community, and I urge you now to support this radio station. As you heard earlier from the Augustana Lutheran Church pastor, you are divine, you are beautiful, you deserve safe, secure housing that you can afford, and you deserve a community radio station that you own a share in. Please get your share of this station right now and support Occupy Portland Radio and support KBOO. 877-500-5266. It's absolutely essential that you call right now and keep this station going for yet another year. 1968 till now we've been going. Keep this station going and keep the community voices on the air. 877-500-5266.
Absolutely, Jenkins. I mean, this is the voice of resistance. Occupy Radio, to me, is really looking at a broad range of resistance in this region and actually looking at it across the country. And I think that that is so super important as we are looking at ways to improve our world, to change our world, to really turn the system over that oppresses folks, that really exploits people. KABU is an antidote to all of that. And what it takes is all of us pitching in together, making collective action to really make social change real. And what your donation to KABU does is it strengthens community by adding strength to the platform that gives, in fact, a microphone to so many voices. Right now, you can be a part that makes that platform so strong. Right now, dial 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. I want to thank Natalie for renewing in Southeast Portland and starting a new monthly sustaining membership. Thank you so much, Natalie. That is super awesome. And now we just need to hear from a couple more people who are also saying, yeah, they are taking social change seriously and they are taking responsibility to make it happen themselves. 877-500-5266.
When you think about the importance of community radio, a couple of days ago on the evening news, we played excerpts from a sister station down in California, KPFZ, which is in the middle of an area that's devastated right now by a fast-moving wildfire. That station suspended all the regular programming, opened up the phone lines. This is the power of community radio, to be able to adapt to the given situation, to be a source of information from the front lines of whatever is going on in our community right here. And this is your community station. If you're not familiar with the concept, this is a station that's funded by members, that is, by listeners. That means that everyone pitches in. Some people volunteer, some people give food, some people give equipment, some people give a monthly donation. If that's something that you could consider doing, maybe $5 or $10 a month, and many of the local employers, the bigger employers, do matching donations. So if you give $5 a month, your employer will also give a match to that, and that will make it $10 for KABU. So do consider that. If you are employed, if you're lucky to be one of the employed ones right now, and you've got an employment with maybe one of the bigger employers in town, that's something that your employer will likely do as well. 877-500-KABU.
That's right. You can just check in with your human resources department. I've talked to a few people this week who are doing just that. And it's exciting. It's really important to raise support and raise money for this community radio station, however we can do it. And right now, the easiest way to do that is with your call. 877-500-5266. $5 a month is what it takes to start an electronic funds transfer. That is a monthly sustaining membership. It happens automatically once you get it started. And it's easy to do. 877-500-5266.
You've been listening to us for the last few days asking for you to contribute, and maybe you've put it off, maybe you've heard us and you haven't had a moment. We'll take that moment right now, because there's only two more days after this, Thursday and Friday, and the drive will end. We need to reach our goal, and we know that we can do it with your support. Take that minute right now and support this show, support this station, support Occupy Portland Radio. Just pull over if you're driving, take a moment from whatever you're doing and support this station. 877-500-5266. Just $5 or $10 a month. Sign up right now.
Let me first say this. Let's all of us say, and this family who just spoke in front of us, they are such an incredible and brave family. So let's together say, yeah. We yeah. stand in solidarity with you.
We
stand in solidarity with you. Louder, we stand in solidarity with you. Thank you. Again, my name is Casey Chama. I am the executive director of the Center for Intercultural Organizing. We are a grassroots organization committed for social justice. Let me say this to you. I have been in Portland about 15 years now. And those 15 years, I engaged the city and many other tables who are discussing what should we do? How do we handle our housing crisis? And those 15 years, today, I want to report you back to you as a community member. I want to report back what I have learned 15 years. My report back to you as a community members is this. We have a broken promises from our elected officials.
Yep. Yeah. Where are they now?
Broken promises after one another, each time telling us They care. They care if you just believe me. And I will take care of you. It is not that simple. They also promised us and left us empty-handed while they are working closely with developers. So today, I stand with in front of you to say that it's time. It's time as a community members that we stand. We are the residents of this city. We are the residents of this state. My house was just about a block away from this park. And I've been living in that house about 6 years with my family. In those 6 years, my rent was increased 45%. Although last 6 months, I moved twice. And now, although I live comfortably in 127 at Brunoside, and I bought a little place that I call home, not every Portlander have that chance and that opportunity. We know that. We also know that we displaced a community who has been living here for a long time. The Native community, the African American community. We displace them. We tell them to go away because there's others who are moving in. That is not acceptable. So my colleagues, my friends who are here today, we have to stand together united. This is a crisis. It is a crisis that means we all have to come to work together and demand, not ask. We should demand. No one should be affected. No one should be affected because someone says so. If they pay their rent, they should be able to stay their homes. No more eviction! No more eviction! No more eviction! No more eviction! And finally, my friends, as Kat laid out, we are also asking a 1-year moratorium for no-cost eviction. And you know, my friends, we can make it happen! We shouldn't be asking, we should ask elected officials, we should be demanding. We are community, one community, where our faiths are intertwined as community. Yes. We are intertwined, our faith are intertwined. Yes. If we take care of the people who are on the bottom, we will be benefiting as a community and we make sure we create inclusive community for all. Yes. And lastly, we know that in order for family to pay their rent or to buy a house, they have to be making living wages. Yeah. We know that. And you know what? I do not believe a minimum wage. I do not. What I believe is a living wage. Yeah. That's what I believe. So we have to ask and demand the wages of our community, both those who are in the bottom, should be raised in an ability where they can pay their living costs and able to pay their rent and able to put their food on the table on their families. So I ask you, all of us, let's join with CAD, let's join with this campaign, and let's demand again that we don't need no-cost eviction, and let's this campaign make bigger. Let me ask this. How many elected officials are here today? Raise your hands if you are here. How many elected officials are in this crowd? Raise your hands if you are elected. Where are you? Where are you? You should be here.
Where's the press?
You should be here.
Anyone from Salem?
Let's make this demand a reality and make sure all our families have a roof over their head. Thank you very much.
Me away.
Alliance of Tenants as the executive director of Jobs with Justice. Not that long, she just started. We stand with Jobs with Justice in demanding a living wage, a higher minimum wage. What we need is a higher minimum wage and a living wage, and our partners at Jobs with Justice are going to work with us to get there, because that is how we also achieve housing affordability and stability.
Diana Pei Wu.
You've been listening to a rally held last night in North Portland at Peninsula Park by the Community Alliance of Tenants. The activists called on local elected officials as well as tenant members and leaders to identify, prioritize, and implement immediate temporary solutions to shocking rent increases and no-cause evictions in Portland. These are the last 3 minutes of Occupy Portland Radio, and we are urging your support to reach the $300 goal for this show. If you can give $5 a month out of your paycheck or $10 a month to support community radio, we urge you to do it now. Occupy the airwaves. Support Occupy Portland Radio. Maybe you're a regular listener who tunes in every month to hear Occupy Portland Radio, or maybe you only tune in now and then. But you support KBOO's mission and vision as a grassroots, community-based, locally funded hub for news, public affairs, and music. Do call right now. Support this show. Support this station. We need your support. 877-500-5266. Call right now and support your community and support yourself. Support solidarity on the airwaves and community organizing. 877-500-5266.
That's right, Jenka. This is Ani, and it is that time. We do need to hear from you. We have raised over $220 for Occupy Radio, and that is a wonderful thing. That is a great show of support for radio resistance. But now we need to hear from just one or two more of you to put us over the top of the goal for this show. We need to raise another $80 right now, and with your help, we can do that. Your pledge of support at $10 a month will put us over the top for that goal, and that is what we would dearly love to have happen right now at 877-500-5266. When is the right time to resist oppression? Right now. When is the right time to strengthen your community? Right now. What is the easiest way for you to do that? Right now, whatever you are doing, stop for just a moment and add your strength to this community radio station so that we can continue broadcasting these important voices, these messages, this information that can ground our activities, that can help us actually take right action to make the world a better place. 877-500-5266. Your call of support is urgently needed to keep us going during this fall membership drive. 877-500-5266. Online, you can contribute at kboo.fm.
We need the phone to ring just one or two more times in the next 2 minutes. Maybe two people getting that $40 basic membership, or somebody could sign up for the $75 a year membership, $625 a month, and that'll, well, just make it $80. You know, call it even. Get your 4 gig KBOO USB flash drive filled with all kinds of exclusive talks and music, or a DVD of Ta-Nehisi Coates. We still have those available. Do call right now, 877-500-5266. There's just a minute left, and we know that we can reach the goal. We just need one or two more people to call to help support Occupy Portland Radio and to support the community radio station that is in solidarity with you, in solidarity with our friends and neighbors, in solidarity with working people, with renters, with people facing evictions. This is the station that brings you those voices. 877-500-5266. Individually, we are weak. Together, we are strong. Be strong. Join a community.
I want to thank John, who has done just that. John, a new member, thank you so much for taking the action this evening that strengthens your entire community by calling 877-500-5266. When John actually called those numbers, he started his very own new monthly contribution, sustaining membership to KBOO. We love that. Thank you so much. That support is very, very dearly needed right now. Please join John in joining KBOO, your community radio station, 877-500-5266.
The time is 7 o'clock. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Hard Knock Radio is next.
Thank you to all the restaurants providing food for our volunteers today. Eclectic Kitchen, located at 4936 Northeast Fremont, provided breakfast, serving breakfast and lunch with locally sourced ingredients and with gluten-free options. Pizza A Go-Go, located at 3240 North Williams, provided lunch, serving pizzas, salads, using local ingredients, including gluten-free.